Oi! Oi. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The previous year, which is too late to talk about now, so Patches will be puzzled, was nothing. Just erase the whole thing. Put it in other shirim. Okay, Tuesday night, Or L'Chof Ador, and we're learning Hilchos Pesach, and we learned about Chodesh Nisan, and about Shabbos HaGadol, Mincha, okay, yeah, Simen Kuf Ches. Dine Achitim HaKemach L'Matzis. Dine Achitim HaKemach L'Matzis. So you have the five Minim as Matzis Mitzvah. Oh, where, Ksivu Shmaitim as HaMatzis, Mikan Shetzichel Nishma as Achitim L'Shem Matzis Mitzvah, Shlo Yovo Aleya Mayim, meaning Zodol Aleya Mayim way before you're ready to make it into a dough, obviously. So we said that's a Shmur Meshas Katsira. Oh, Uladas Ksas Mgdeli Apois Gumzal. This has to do with a Sugi Psochim, which really has to be learned to properly understand the Indian of Shmura Matzah and the different Shitos. You have to learn the Sugi there. But Gdeli Apois Gum becomes a very complicated Sugi, and Machlekes Rishonim. Akaponim. So Mishas Ksira represents, there's no water around them. But you have to make shmira that there not be water, because it could theoretically become chametz then. Mishas Ksira means from when it could become chametz, if water would go on it. So the other shittos hold, what do you mean shmira? Again, we're talking about Shmira as a positive act, not just it grada is not chametz. You would always have to either know, or someone would have to paskin based on chazaka, that you're not, there's no chashash it became chametz. No chashash, water went on it. No such chashash. But that's not enough. If you hold it in Shmira,
that's enough for the rest of Pesach, but not for Seder night.
Yeah. Right. Aval aminagu ba kapoiskim desagi lehu bishmira misho shemalichano say litchoin ve'elech. And what's that? Like, why is that a madrega? So, how did they grind it? They ground it in a mill. And they used a water mill. Maybe, like, why is that a madrega? Maybe there was water around there, because it has to be a madrega. It's not like an arbitrary. That's when it becomes what?
Flour.
So what?
When you mix it with water,
there's still no water. But there's still no water.
Right.
Why would you say you have to make shmira?
If you just mix kernels from the time of tchina.
Why does it need shmira mishas tchina more than mishas ktsira?
In the form of tchita, it's already getting wet when it's in the ground. It's only from ktsira. Now we're saying
mishas ktsira means it's not mechubar anymore.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying logically, why would there be a difference if it's mechubar or not? It's not going to make it chametz. Water is not going to have any effect on it.
No, wrong. That the Gemara tells us, the mechubar, something doesn't become chametz. I don't know, that's chemistry.
Kernels are probably harder to be machmetzes than flour.
It's harder, but it could.
It's a different level.
I don't know. Okay. I think it's...
You think it's because the water is more readily...
There's water around. It's more likely that there's water around. That's all I'm saying. I'm not really... It's more likely either because if you had a water mill, for sure there's water around. But even a stop, because the place where you're taking it, they probably right away needed it. So there was water around because they put the water into the flour and needed it. I don't know. It has to be a madrigal.
No,
you're suggesting because it's more likely to become chametz if water gets on it. Okay, maybe. Maybe that's the shot. The point I do want to make, though, is that it comes from a certain more likelihood of chametz for whatever reason, and therefore those shitas hold. Okay, you don't need shmir mishas ktsir, but you need a shmir mishas tchina. Shmir mishas lisha is obvious, because now it's going to become chametz if you don't bake it within 18 minutes. Aval aminagu kapoisim desugalu b'shmir mishas shemulichnas olitcha be'elich v'acham megdakdik in lemitzvos chayshin l'shmir mishas ktsira. That's called Shmura Matzah. He doesn't ground the same, maybe a little late. That he's talking about the first night. No. Now the truth is that there's a certain juxtaposition with making the matzah. In other words, when they go around and they say l'shem matzah mitzvah in a matzah bakery, and they make the matzah, the shaila is, and really the Bir Halacha has an arichus on this, whether the din of shimur l'shem mitzvah is a din in the shimur only, or it somehow translates into a get. Let's say you have to write a get l'shma, or you have to write a sefer Torah l'shma, or you have to do ibud l'shma, let's say when you're preparing cloth for a sefer Torah, for tefillin. Like usually l'shma is a it manifests itself in an asiyah, in making an object. So you say it's not enough to write a get or a sefer Torah, you have to write it l'shma. It's not enough to whatever, whenever you need l'shma. It's not enough to blow a shofar, you have to blow a shofar l'shma. It defines the asiyah. Here it's not so poshut, it's not so clear how it's manifested, because you have to be shomer l'shma, but the shmira is not in the asiyas hamatzah. It's not in the asiyas hamatzah. You're not making matzah. You're not holding it by the process of making matzah. You just have to guard it. So what do you have to guard it l'shma for? You can say you have to guard it from chametz, but why do you have to guard it l'shem matzah is mitzvah? You know, for the matzah, for the sake of the matzah of Pesach. Let's say a guy just was hired, a Jew, and he was hired to, I'm paying you to watch it, then it doesn't become chametz. So you don't say a word about a mitzvah. Apparently that's no good. So that the Bir Halacha talks about that. How do you go from the din of shmartem mishamatzos? No, your basic din is that you need a din of shmira. It's not enough that it's grada not chametz. Right, but somehow that got translated or morphed into that you need a l'shem mitzvah, l'shem matzos mitzvah. So that's not so clear how it does that, and that's what the Bir Halacha talks about. Okay, v'roi l'dakdek shelo yamdu ashibolim b'mechuber. Because if it's not drawing any more nourishment from the ground, it's as good as kotzur. Now they bring down for the Mishnah Berurah that we're talking about a significant amount of rain. If it drizzled, you don't have to worry. So this probably becomes a whole asik, if you know.
Sounds like a riot of what we were saying before, that it's less likely to become chametz if some water gets on it at that point. Then
no, it's talking now at a very specific stage.
After
it's mechuber, but it's not drawing nourishment from the ground.
It's mechuber, is it?
Yeah.
It's mechuber,
it's not drawing nourishment from the ground. Uh-huh. So now, since the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, it has to be a considerable amount of rain. So how do you determine? I don't know what they do actually. They keep when does the wheat ripen? When do they plant it? Cheshvan? When do they plant it? They plant it in the summer. I don't even know the cycles. There is in America there's winter wheat and spring wheat, but I don't know if in Eretz Yisrael there is. Anybody know when they plant wheat for the Shmura Matzah? Because they, you know, in your Mosa Gesholim, it's rough. You know, you got to go out. They probably cut it down as soon as it ripens.
The wheat field behind the Nabit Shemet, like
they planted. Someone planted it.
Arabs planted. It's like and it's ready Shavuos time.
They planted it when?
When are they planting? Are they planting? They plant like.
When do they cut down the wheat for Shmura Matzah?
Shavuos time.
A year ago, really?
I think so.
They plant it when?
Plant it
no, they have to plant. They can't plant it after Pesach. Then it would be Chodesh.
Right. They have to plant it
so
now.
They plant it now around. Yeah. They plant it now.
Early,
and you mean and it sits the whole Yom HaSachama? and then all they have to worry, if your timeline is right, then they just have to worry about cutting it down before your Mosa Geshamim starts.
Right. And Israel's a lot easier. America can rain whenever.
It's true. Kivin Shen Sikhano the Karka. Al Ken Roy Venochon Liktsor. Why? First of all, he means as a practical matter, because maybe it got wet when it was b'mechubar, and they weren't drawing nourishment to the ground anymore. Now, if you buy shmur matzah, shmur mishas ktsira. So then you're more assured, even on a practical level, even if you don't need the shimur l'shem, the shimur as a positive act, you don't need it for the whole. That's what he's saying now. There's the grosh sheet that I think that, so that's what they say also, that if there's a mitzvah that amounts to the whole Pesach, not a chiyuv, but a mitzvah, so then it would have that matzah that it's a mitzvah to eat, would have the attributes of the matzah of the first night. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is not saying that. He's saying, I think it's a practical matter. It doesn't sound like you're saying that, or else you could say it more befavors. A practical matter, like my father-in-law, my son, used to tell me about glatt kosher meat. He said, maybe you have to be marked on a glatt, maybe you don't, but you stand a much better chance that it's kosher. When it's glatt kosher meat, because there's more mashgichim around and there's more everybody around, so you stand a fighting chance that it's kosher. Why is he calling it a hiddur? Because b'shas katsira is for the hiddur. Most posts can hold you don't need b'shas katsira even for that first night. Okay. Now these are in wheat. We're not familiar with wheat. Chitim, that's ready, the kernels he's talking about. Shnim subahen mevukaos, split open. Omitzmachos, omamish sprouting. So hasha'or mutter. So you can just separate these and keep the others. We're talking about like a sack of kernels. Blavachi, you ever also know? Yeah. Get out those, right? Oh, tzvichal the doctor hated that there should be shishim. Can I get a little close on the two offers?
Why? What shishim help?
Bottle.
Before Pesach.
Now the shayla is if it's chayz veneer on Pesach, but it's not ben anymore, so it's not chayz veneer. It's already been ground up. Even Kemach, most places you might believe, hold it has a bit of lach, not yavish. Because the mixture of flour, because mixed with flour, it's like lach balach. It becomes totally mixed together, and it's not nikar what's what. It's not, you don't have any distinct things in front of you. Like one piece of meat in another two is called yavish b'yavish. But flour, if you think of flour getting mixed together, it's like lach. And therefore, you don't say chayz veneer.
By lach, you don't say
chayz veneer. By yavish, you might. He's not concerned here for chayz veneer, because by that time, it's there's no chayz veneer. It's baked into a bread, into a matzah already. But chadchili yesh lahad deliver gamen achid neshochlu men achborim. That's a nice thought. That's because of the mouse's saliva. Like that's the only reason you want to get rid of that flour. Oshiyasamach kenegdon. Bachidna shabo besfina. Oh boy. Oshiyamanochem beboirus. And, imhen yevashos vakoshos alonishtanu maran ksheros. Ksheros means not from Matzah's mitzvah, the first night, but
what?
You can eat it even for Pesach.
You can't put it on a boat?
It means on the bottom of the boat where it gets wet, where it's very...
But if you seal it properly...
Yeah, it's all talking about the Metzius of being moist. When you're Menachos Ba'aliyah, and if you're the Lamb Kishomim, there are Chagayim Ketach Mekaymus, you go up there and go, whoops, there's a leak. So Asuros. again, also I guess you can get rid of the ones that became wet, or see if you have shishim kenegdon. But what's the difference? So why is he so machmir? Maybe because wet is harder to tell. Maybe that there are those that didn't become wet. If shelag went on it, maybe you could see where there's no shelag. But if it just got moist, so then the whole, everything got moist, and you can't really. I guess that's what he means. He says if it was benochos bali and it got wet, it rained on it, then asuros, you can't even separate the ones that are wet. But enough of them get oksas my mokamechad. Just a question: if you assume everything got wet, you think it's dry, but maybe the bottom ones are wet or the top ones are wet. Because nowadays no one will even think of using it if any of it got wet. Nobody's going to talk about batel b'shishim. No one's going to talk about it. When he says asuros, if it rained on him, because he tells it's not even shishim, because everything's wet, everything got moist. For no good, okay, I have to stop.